Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to Two and a Possible. It's your girl, Miss Melanie, and
Rashawn.
so we have come to the end of November. Just one more month left in this hell year. So it's been a little while since we've connected, but there's a lot of things going on, really. Still dealing with a president who will not accept that he lost the election. Still in the middle of a pandemic that seems to be ramping up again. And I don't know, moving into the holiday season, I'm really just hoping that we can just get through this last month and stay, as positive and as healthy and as clear-headed as we can, because it's been a year. It has been a year.
Yes, it has. I'm ready for it to be over.
Very much so. Very much so. But it seems we have a few things to look forward to as the year comes to a close. The first thing I wanted to talk about was The Mandalorian. So apparently, Baby Groot, Baby Yoda, the child, has a name.
Grogu.
Grogu. Sorry, spoiler alert for those of you who have not caught up on Friday's episode, but here we are. Grogu, he has a name. Also, I want to say Rosario is doing an excellent job as Ahsoka Tano.
Yes, she is. She's perfect for the role.
She embodied it so well. And that last episode was just really good, I thought. I thought that was a really good episode. My concern, like the whole episode, I kept thinking that Moff Gideon was just gonna show up because, they had placed the tracker in the spaceship. So like I'm the whole episode, I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna show up anytime. But no, we're moving on to another planet. When she said she couldn't train him because she knows that anyone with an attachment can be drawn to the dark side. And that hit me. I have to say, when I started my Star Wars journey, which is like only 2 years ago, when I saw the prequels, it blew my mind that this kid in episode one is who turned into Darth Vader. Like I couldn't fathom it. It didn't make sense to me. But after watching, the animated series and reading some of the comics, I was like, okay, I get it, but it's still a lot. It's still a lot. And you know who I blame? The Jedi. It's all their fault.
Yeah, you can blame them. That's, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like stick it's like it's what happens when you stick too closely to a idiom or I guess a belief system without critical thinking, which I think a lot of people have that issue with religion, organized religions in general. But I don't think that that's how they're meant to be used or processed. Like I think that I don't know, and I'm speaking as someone who believes, but like I don't think you have to throw critical thinking and taking into account the changes that happen in the world away from like the basic tenets of your religion. And I think that like Yoda in his later years understood that, but it was like late. But at least he tried to fix it with Luke, I think.
Well, yeah, he did try to fix it with Luke, but when it comes when it comes to like Star Wars in general, when it comes down to being a Jedi and all that stuff, the philosophies, I think that Ahsoka got it,
Yes.
which is why I like her
Yeah.
path. And it's also the reason why I still would have preferred Colin Trevorrow had done the last movie, because the way how it's supposed to have been would have been basically Rey saying, In the world where all the Jedi like go yeah. on to, of her saying that before she goes back to the regular world, her telling them that the Jedi yes. were wrong, yes. and that she would have been able to follow her own yeah. path, kind of like how Ahsoka found yeah. her path. So I'm like that's why I'm like when it always comes down to I'm like the Jedi got it wrong, but the next generation was able to
yes.
fix it.
Yes, no, 100% agree. And we can definitely agree on that. I feel like the movies missed, the last trilogy missed that tenet. Like, they missed the ability to I mean, they said it a little bit when Luke had that conversation with Yoda in episode 7. When did the books burn? The books burned in, oh, yeah. you're right, 8. Yeah, when he burned the books and he was like, we don't need those because like she had, like, and she took them anyway. But I think that was Yoda acknowledging the issues that they had and what they did wrong. And I mean, the fact that like Kylo's whole turn, right, was because of because Luke had a moment of fear. Exactly. Fear. Luke had a moment. So like we're learning through this whole episodic journey that fear and anger, I mean, Yoda said it himself, fear leads to anger, anger leads to, you know, it's true, but like they went about dealing with it the wrong way. And I don't think that the movie up through, you know, 7, 8, 9 really encapsulated that well. I mean, it's there, but it's not, like you said, like it could have been pinpointed a little bit more. We could have heard someone say they did it wrong and here is how we as the next generation, Rise of Skywalker or whatever, here's how we can fix it. So I mean, if they move on and do another trilogy and do another series with another, you know, obviously the Skywalkers are over, but they knew another series, I hope that they would show us what the right way is, or maybe from the perspective of like a gray Jedi, or you know what I mean? Like, I think that there is opportunity for that to go. I mean, I could talk about this all day, but but yeah, I think that she's doing an excellent job, and I'm really excited to see what the rest of the season's going to hold. Cause that was episode 4 of the, no, 4? Are we 4 in? We're 5 in. So we only have 3 more. Now, still speaking about the Mandalorian, that chick, is she kicked out? Okay.
No.
All right. Because I thought I heard that she's not in any more episodes, or is she?
No.
Yes, Cara Dune. Sorry, her name escaped me for the moment.
I believe she might be in one or two more episodes towards the end, only because spoilers.
Lock your ears if you don't want to know.
I want to hear this. All right. For the next 10 seconds, someone had spoiled something on a podcast that Ming-Na Wen's character is coming back, and she's supposed to fight Cara Dune.
So
apparently when you had that moment in episode 5 of season 1 when you had the body on the ground and you had it looked like it was like Tamara Morrison, Boba Fett getting the body, I feel like she wasn't dead, got her, revived her, and she might be popping up soon with him.
Yeah, where is Boba?
Yes,
how are they gonna tease us with him? Exactly. And then it's been 2 episodes, nothing.
Right now, like we only seen him in episode
3 episodes. Yeah, have you 5 episodes in and you not show us him again? Like, what's up? What's going on?
I feel like he's gonna show up in next week's episode only because it's Robert Rodriguez directing, and I could definitely see Robert Rodriguez having Boba Fett possibly pop up in his. And I know that the last 2, I know number 6 is Robert Rodriguez, number 7 is Rick Famuyiwa, and number 8 is John
Favreau. And you know when John hits it, it's going for the emotions.
Yeah, so I feel like it's going to be either between 7 or 8 is when we'll probably see Moff
Yeah, that
Gideon.
makes sense.
And that's like when they set up like the last battle or something. Because I know Giancarlo said something about he has a
Well,
lightsaber
I need to
battle.
see that black saber in action. I do.
Yeah, and especially now since the Mandalorian has the
Yo, that
staff.
staff is nice. That was that, and now that fight scene with Ahsoka and that chick, I remember her name, that lady, that was a cool ass fight.
She is the
Well,
goddaughter of
that
Bruce
will
Lee.
explain that. That was a really good fight. I really enjoyed the last episode. And you know, I was so behind. I had to watch. I didn't see 4 or 5 until Saturday. And I was like, oh my goodness, like I missed a lot, but it was good. It was very good. I'm really enjoying the show. And I had heard that Cara Dune, they had thought about giving Cara Dune her own like spin-off, but I guess that might not happen now. I don't know.
It all depends. I mean, like, if they're able to just majorly like muzzle her social media, then it might be fine. But I mean, like, she keeps saying stuff, and she's on that right wing social media app now too. So I'm like, it's whatever at this point. We'll probably like they might. It all depends because Jon Favreau is like her boss, and he definitely don't like the stuff she's saying. I know Pedro Pascal tried to help her, try to teach her how to
Yeah.
understand some stuff, but
He's a fence sitter. I'm
when
not
it
a
came
fan.
to
I don't know.
like
He's a fence
trans,
sitter. I need him to like pick a side.
no, he's not. I mean, like he's trying to teach her. He doesn't want to be like disrespectful, but I'm like he's trying to like, hey, this is like wrong way of you trying to do something. Like here, I'm trying to teach you, let you learn. But
There's
if
nothing
she
you
don't
can
want to
do. Yeah, that's
learn,
true. There's nothing
she
you
don't
can
want to
do about
learn.
people who are stuck in there. But that's a thing with this whole political cycle. This, I mean, since 1919, since 2016, and maybe before that, I think people have become so ingrained in their beliefs about I don't know, is racism at the very it's bigotry, I should say, not racism, because it's not just, you know, black, white, or people of color or whatever, but it's also like gays and immigrants and everything. I think there's a real fear for some aspects of this country that they're losing whatever they think they had. And I don't understand why they feel like it's theirs and not ours. Like why this faction of people feel like any kind of change that includes everyone is taking away from them. Like that's the thing that bothers me the most, I think.
Yeah.
What else have we been watching?
For me, I've been watching
Ooh,
The
what's that?
Undoing.
I don't think I've heard of that.
It's on HBO. I'll get the cast listing, but it's stars Hugh Grant.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, it's based off a novel. It's a David E. Kelly thing. It's a David E. Kelly production. He wrote and produced and directed some of it. It is Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant, and it's basically trying to figure out if Hugh Grant's character killed this woman
Oh.
that like Nicole Kidman had just like met at like a school function, and like the next day she turns up dead, and they're trying to figure out if he's responsible or someone else is, and it's like 6 episodes, limited series. It was really good. And I thought there was gonna be a lot of like it was like little twists and turns and stuff like that, but I had a prediction, I was wrong. But it's a good little limited series, 6 episodes. Just check it out on HBO or HBO
Very cool.
Max. And I also been watching Industry on HBO as well. I've been watching like the last 3 weeks on regular HBO. Then they dropped like all the episodes on HBO Max. So I binged it this weekend to finish it off, and I really enjoy that show. It's a really good show about of these grad students working at a bank and seeing like how that process is going through it, like working the stock markets and everything else like that. And it's set in London. You have like some American, like one American black woman following her and her group of friends and of colleagues and everything that are there trying to make it up the ladder, trying to become permanent workers. And like after like episode one, you're kind of like hooked into it of like what the pressures is doing this stuff, trying to balance career and life and everything else like that, and how well far you're willing to go to achieve the goals that you're trying to meet. And
That
very
sounds
interesting.
cool. That sounds really cool. Did you watch Jingle Jangle?
I have not watched Jingle Jangle.
Have you watched any? Have you gotten into the holiday spirit at all with any holiday movies? There's a lot, actually, right now. No, not ready for
Nah.
Christmas just yet.
Nah,
Well,
I'm good.
Jingle Jangle's really good. For those of you who like your Christmas movies, I think they did a good job with that. It might become one of the new classics. I feel like it's nice for us to have a movie like that where people, there are black people, but the fact that they're black is not the point of the movie. I enjoy that. I need more of that. I think that's what I enjoyed about. I think I enjoy shows like that. Like I love Lovecraft Country, but obviously their race was a big part of the show. But I would love for us to see more movies and TV shows where people can be people of color and that not be the plot point. You know what I mean? I would like
Yeah.
to see more of that. So speaking of Netflix, Kevin Hart apparently has a comedy special that came out maybe 2 weeks ago. And I guess people didn't like it so much.
I'm hearing hit or miss. I'm like, I hear it's like it's not his best, but it's not his worst. So, like it's still in the top 10 of Netflix right now, so I'm like it's still doing numbers. It's Kevin Hart. No matter what, he'll be that juggernaut to do numbers on whatever
And I don't
platform he
understand that
drops
because I
something
don't
on.
find him funny. Like I don't find him funny, but he's definitely done his thing. So I guess I give him props for making that money and drawing the crowds that he does. But I never he never did it for me in general. Like I maybe it's because of the types of jokes he tells, I don't necessarily find hilarious. So that might be why he was never my thing. But like of all the of other comedians, like the situation that happened with what is his name? Black comedian, Dave Chappelle. The fact that Dave Chappelle was like, "Hey, I'm working with Netflix. I have specials on there. Now they're about to stream the Chappelle show, but Viacom, dicked me over, and that didn't make me feel good. So I told Netflix, take that off, and that they did. Like that's, that I mean that's pull right there. That's real power, right?"
Yeah. It's more of a Netflix, like we're in the Dave Chappelle business. We're not trying to be out the Dave Chappelle business. So we can just take it off. It's not going to really affect them that much. Like who's like if you want to watch the Chappelle show, you can go watch it. You can find the DVDs. You can go to HBO Max. It's on there. You'll have to on CBS All Access as well. But I'm like Netflix is more like, hey, we got Dave. He's doing his specials for us. We paid him like $60 million to do all these specials, so keep him happy. There's no reason to muddy the waters, and he'll probably come back. We'll get another deal with another Netflix special or even a TV show or something
And I
like
know
that.
that he
Who
wants to
knows?
do a TV show, but he can't call it the Chappelle Show because Viacom owns that, or Comedy Central owns it, which is Viacom. And I mean, I don't know. I think it goes back to like artists in general owning their stuff, right? So, as much as I don't like Taylor Swift, I understood the fight that she was trying to have around her, owning her stuff. And I feel like, any artist, really has to think about when you're signing contracts and reading them properly. And I, to all the new people coming to the scene, like I hope that they've learned from these lessons of these older folks who've gone through these issues and not owning their stuff. I mean, you think back to Ray Charles. He was the first guy to be like, yeah, I'm gonna own all my stuff. I want the mat. Like when he made that deal with CBS, like that was over 50 years ago, 60 years ago now, I guess, you know, like, the fact that we still have these kinds of issues that people are still trying to dick over artists for their content, it sucks. But I mean, at the end of the day, everything comes down to the bottom line and everybody just wants to make money. And I mean, I also think about like all the free content that people are making for everyone's entertainment and enjoyment with TikTok and YouTube and even with Instagram, what Reels, with all of that stuff, like, people are making really good content and they're doing it for free. And these media companies are just taking it and running with it. And I wish more people took it more seriously, right? Because a lot of the stuff people would pay for, but I guess at the same time, people like free stuff too. Like how many people are streaming things, pirating things, I should say, or sharing accounts or whatever. The content is out there. And I feel like people should be getting compensated for the work and effort they're putting in. But as long as we have content creators who want to do it, I guess we'll always have good content. But at the same time, I don't know. I'm just wondering when the shoe will drop, I suppose. If any changes will happen in the industry to make sure that everyone's protected, or if it's always just going to be at the bottom line. Because, I mean, I guess capitalism wins out, at least here in America.
Yeah. I wonder if Neil Burney got the same deal.
I wonder that too. I do actually. Cause I mean, so Neil is another one that I enjoy, but isn't it Dave who put him on? Or at least.
No, they both created it together.
Okay.
It was 50. Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the respect they have in their relationship. So I would hope. You know what I would like to see? Or maybe, I don't know. I would love to see like a Blazing Saddles kind of movie with Dave Chappelle in a white comic and do something like that. I would like to see something of that caliber. I don't know if we can in 2020, in this 21st century, have another movie like that, but I think that's what we need. We need more on the nose things. We need more things calling out the nonsense. But I don't know. We might also just be in an age of escapism because of all the nonsense that's going on in the real world. So I don't know what people would prefer, you know?
Yeah. True. Yeah. But what have you been watching?
That is a good question. So I'm finishing up Queen's Gambit, getting into my holiday movie stees, because, you know, I'm the Christmas fiend. Love everything about it. So I've been watching just lots of old Christmas movies. And that's really just been it. I don't know. Like, I've really been focused on just relaxing and trying to, like, end this year out in a positive note, because just everything, there's just so much going on. But like, I really haven't been I haven't really been watching that much television. Like Mandalorian has been my thing, because, you know, I don't do the streaming situations, but there's a lot of good TV out there I just haven't gotten to. I think I'm going to get into The Crown, only because of the drama that it's causing with the royal family, which is a whole other thing. You know, it's very sad to hear about Meghan and Harry having the miscarriage. But I feel like the drama that's coming out related to the show, you know, Diana's brother saying, you know, remember that this show is fiction, and now the reopening the case with the BBC about how they got that interview. Like, that whole thing is its own drama that, like, takes away, I guess, from like the nonsense that's going on here in the US. Like, every country has their own stuff, but I just find the royal family's drama to be like the most sitcom-y thing ever. it's like a royal sitcom, and it's wild to me. But yeah, so I want to get into The Crown, I think. And yeah, just focusing on Christmas movies at the moment. Like, we watched The Grinch. I'm gonna watch the new Christmas Chronicles 2 that's out. But yeah, that's it pretty much for me, TV wise. I'm waiting for WandaVision. Oh, the fact that Wonder Woman is going to be streamed makes me very happy that I don't have to like risk my life to go to the movie theater. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, that's going to be streamed, and they're thinking about Godzilla versus Kong also going to streaming as well. It's right now they're debating if it's going to go to HBO Max or they might sell it to Netflix. Either one is good. But did you read that the deal that they had that the Broccoli family, who owns the James Bond franchise, were trying to make
no
for James Bond to go to streaming?
I did not.
Did you read how much that? Yeah. There it was a report, I think it was like last month, that they wanted $600 million for it. Yeah, they wanted $600 million for James Bond in order to go to streaming on any of the platforms.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Apparently that was the wrong number.
What?
They wanted $800 million.
For James Bond?
Yeah. It is
I can't tell you the last time I saw a James Bond movie, so I don't know. But I get it. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'll wait. I'm good anyway, because I like the statistic that the only president that hasn't had a James Bond movie since James Bond movies have been out.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, like there's always been a James Bond movie during the time of like a presidency, and whoever in the White House says James Bond movies have been coming out, and Trump is the first one to not have a James Bond movie.
Well, all right,
come out during presidency.
Small wonders. That's interesting. I didn't know that. I mean, a lot of things got canceled, at least this year. That would have, you know, been a capstone for 2020. I mean, like this year, just all around has just been crappy. But like, imagine if all the things that were supposed to come out had come out, this would have been a banner year. Like there were a lot of things that were on the docket. Like, I don't even know how they're going to do the Oscars or Emmys or American, whatever they're called, Academy Awards next year. Like how with the five movies that were in the theater, like how are they, going to change the rules? Like what, like how does that work?
I mean, I know they changed the rules so they can add streaming movies to the categories and stuff like that now. But I hope Chadwick gets one for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, because that has like 100% of Rotten Tomatoes right now. And I hope Delroy Lindo gets his Oscar nomination for his role in The Five Bloods by Spike Lee. And I'm like, those are the only two I'm like really hoping for right now. Maybe Elizabeth Moss for Invisible Man.
Yeah, you always say that. That movie was really good.
And And I think, and it's also because that was like the last
movie really stuck in your mind.
I was like, yeah, last screener. I was like, enjoying being in the theater.
Have you been to the movie since?
No. I was thinking of renting one out, but I'm like, I'm good. I don't need to go to a movie theater right now.
Do you know what you're going to do for your birthday?
Until. Got a hotel room.
All right, then. Jacuzzi. Sounds like you had a fun night planned. I mean, I spent mine in a hotel, but not on purpose.
Yeah.
My apartment got flooded a week before my birthday, and I had to stay in a hotel for a little over a week because they had to redo my whole apartment. So that was fun. So yeah, so I ended up spending my birthday in a hotel room. So I guess it was like a little mini vacation. You could call it a staycation that I didn't have to pay for. So I guess, you know, that's nice. But it kind of sucked, you know, to not be in my own space on my birthday. But, you know, things happen. It was just another capstone to this banner year. I was really upset, though, because where the flood happened. So the neighbors upstairs left their tub running, I guess. I don't know what happened besides that. But their tub overflowed. And it flowed into my bath, obviously flooded my bathroom and my like hallway. And in my hallway, I had my whole Harry Potter, all of my Harry Potter collection, right? So I had like my books, my collectibles, my wands, my Funko Pops. And if I hadn't been home, like all of that would have been ruined because it would have been just covered in water. And I would have been really pissed. But thankfully, I wasn't home. So I caught it before, you know, the water got too bad. But like the water was definitely flowing through my ceiling for like 3 hours. So yeah, not fun. Not a fun way to start 37. But, you know, here we are. Just dealing with adult things and being adults, which adulting sucks in general, I want to say. If you are still able to enjoy the realms of childhood and have your parents or your guardians take care of you, cherish that for as long as you can. Because adulting and doing things on your own is not amazing all the time. I mean, the freedom is nice and the money is nice, but responsibility, not so much.
Yeah. So true. Sometimes I wish I could go back. I was like, being a child again, adult responsibilities, nothing to really worry about.
Those are the days. Those were the days. We anyway, the fact back. That we would like complain about it, like I tell kids all the time, look, don't like enjoy it. Enjoy this time because once you have to take full responsibility for your life, it's a wrap. Okay. So I'm going to talk about this. These metal monoliths that are just showing up. I don't even know if they're just showing up. They've probably been here and we're just noticing them because there's nothing else to notice. But like the fact that people are trying to be like, oh, aliens, it's not for various reasons. But who's putting them up? Like, why are these things showing up? And why are we just hearing about them now? Because that one that they found in Utah, I don't think it just showed up this year. Like, I think it's been there for like 3 years, but no one saw it. Yeah, 5 years. And nobody said anything or what? What's going on?
We
should ask questions. Who's putting the house first of all? Who's putting them up? Why are they putting them up? What is the point of this? Like, I am interested because I don't know. Maybe it's just something else to take our mind off things, like I've been saying. But like, what are they? I need an explanation. I need to know because it's a lot. It's for me, especially because everyone's like, oh, aliens. It's not aliens. That's not a thing. But. It's just weird. I mean, I guess it's another thing to add to this year. But yeah, they've been there since 2015. How come we didn't hear about them then?
I mean, it would not be surprised.
It's not alien. Rashawn is not. First of all, aliens don't exist, so that's why they're not aliens. And second of all, what would you want them to? Why would the aliens put them there? What are they? Communication devices? Oh, to just mess with us? We have enough going on. Like, if there were, there's not. But if there were aliens and they could, like, watch Earth, this is probably trash TV for them. It just implanted itself into the Earth. I think we would have noticed if something, I don't know, maybe not the way people are acting. Okay. Did you listen to Megan's album? Okay.
Yeah, all right. It's all right.
I think that that body song is a little annoying. Well, I think it's good. I just think it's that body yaddy yaddy part's a little annoying. It also sounds like something I've heard before, but I can't put my finger on it.
You probably gotta probably look it up or something and see like the cliff notes of like
Yeah, I
where
mean,
it's
I've been
taken from
trying.
or
I
something
just
like
it
that,
sounds
usually.
super familiar. I just don't know. I just don't know what it is. But yeah, anything else music? I don't know. I feel like not a lot of album, or maybe albums are dropping, but they're not getting, I don't know, at least in my circles, I'm not hearing the same kind of buzz about them. Like someone else dropped an album recently, and I didn't even hear about it until
Oh.
afterwards. Who was it? Someone just dropped something too.
I've been listening
Oh,
to
she's
Miley
cool. I like
Cyrus's
her.
new album.
I like her voice.
Yeah, I think I only have one song I don't
She's
like on
good
that
quality
album.
though. She
After
always gets
that, I
good
like every other song.
producers. And I really like the songs that she picks for herself. She's really good. Her dad dropped an album. Did you hear her dad dropped that a remix to Mama Said Knock You Out? Not remix, but remake. It's not bad. It's I
I
mean
did
it's a
not
country
hear it.
song of Mama Said Knock You Out, but it I mean I'm Billy Ray Cyrus fan, so you know, I thought it was okay. But it was just so interesting. There was an article and they were like noted rapper, and I was like, stop, let's not do this. The man said one song. Now I guess he's done two quote unquote rap country songs. So maybe that's his new stilo.
Yeah, or we'll find out later. He'll be on another track with Lil Nas X somewhere on whenever he drops
Right.
a new album,
I
and we're
need him to
like,
say
"Oh,
Billy
Billy Ray
Ray back
back
in the
again."
build. Like I need him to embrace his country rap persona, like full body. Speaking of Lil Nas X, his Halloween costume, cosplaying Nicki Minaj was so good. Like amazing. I was like, oh, go ahead, boy. Yeah, no, I like him. I hope he puts out something else soon.
Yeah, I know he just did a new song or something, and he had a
Oh,
cameo
wow. I've
with
been wondering
Michael
where
J.
Michael
Fox in it.
J's been, because I know he's been dealing with a lot with his Parkinson's. So that's really cool. I'm gonna have to check that out. I'll definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, Michael J. just said he is retiring from acting, which sucks. I enjoy him. I was rooting for his NBC show a few years ago that he had. I was
I mean,
like,
this
oh
probably
man,
was a
I
lot
want
for
this to
him to have
come
to deal
back,
with,
but
you
it
know? But
didn't.
I hear you because
It
I enjoy
sucked.
him as an
Oh.
actor ever since Family Fudge. Family Ties, thank you. I was like, what show is
Family
that? Yeah. Ever since Family Ties, he's
Ties.
just been really good. I mean, I was talking to someone the other day about Back to the Future and how it's a horrible movie. I mean, sorry, it's a good movie because it's excellent, but like the storyline is gross. It's like white privilege times a thousand. Like Marty McFly is not a cool dude, but I do enjoy a time travel caper, and it's really good. Do you think that that's something that can be redone in like obviously pushing it forward because we're in 2020 now? But like, do you think we could do another Back to the Future now?
I feel like you could do another Back to the Future, but I know that there was talks
Yes, that would be that's
for
exactly
Tom
in my
Holland to do
mind.
it.
That's who should be the person. I don't know if it should be Marty McFly again, or maybe it could be Marty McFly's son or grandson. I think that would be cool, don't you?
It wouldn't be a grandson, it would be son, because remember
Oh,
they went into 2015 and his son
but
was like
he's
a
too old to play.
teenager.
He's not too old to play. I guess he could, but that's not what he looked.
Yeah, so I mean you have to do it like maybe 2030 or something like that, and them going straight further into the future,
So
or
I
even
think
going
it would
further
be
back into the
cool if
past.
it was set in, because that movie was set in 85. So if they set this movie in maybe
Yep.
two, they could set this movie in 2015 if they want this, or let's set in 2020 and then go back to the 90s, right? go back to the 90s and then go forward to whatever they think the future is going to look like. I was going to say the 80s, but we already did that with the first round. They were in the 80s. So I think they went back to the 90s. I think that would be for us, in you and I think we would tie closer to the 90s. That would be our, that's our childhood for the most part. And, you know, those of us who are in our 20s, 30s, 40s, that would make sense. I feel like we could do that. Start, set it in 2020, go back to the 90s, and then go forward to the 30s or the 40s, I guess. That could be cool.
Yeah, I think that would be nice. Maybe, or if you're going to go to, like, the 90s or maybe even the late 80s, like 89 or something like that.
You want to capture before iPhones?
Because you want it, because it was... Yeah, you want to do it at
least, I hear you. Because that's the thing, like, we can't really do the 80s, so maybe we could do the 70s. I just feel like we can't do the 80s because we already did that.
I mean, we weren't in the 80s for much long, that long anyway. You're just like, you're like there for like, at the beginning, then you're in the past for most of the movie, then the second one, you're there for, in the present day for like maybe what, a quarter of the movie, then you're back into the 50s, and then...
And that's the other thing, if they go back, because you had said they go further back, like where could they go after the West? Like, I would really not like to go to slavery in the U.S. You know what I mean? Like, let's not touch that. But... I guess we could do Revolution. Nope, that would be the same Wild West testing.
No, you do like you said. You go back 100 years, so you go
So from the 20s to the 20s.
The Roaring 20s.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. We could do that. I mean, there's still a lot of racism and stupidness, but if it's just white people, then whatever. Not whatever, but you know, they could color that, I guess, and have him react to the fact that people are racist. Yeah, I think that'd be cool. They could have him go, and they could set it in New York or Chicago, and like pull in the like Renaissance, if New York Harlem Renaissance, but like also like the cabaret scene that was in Chicago in the 20s. So that could be cool. That could be cool. And we already know that he can dance and sing after he did his rap battle. Oh man, that would be cool. I think I like that. So go to the 20s, back to the 20s, and then forward to the 40s, to 2040. I think that would be cool. So someone make that movie if you're listening. Write that script and make it happen. So PS5, Xbox. Are people liking it? What's going on?
People are liking it, but people are having difficulties getting them. You got scalpers, like, and just using bots to buy them all up. It's really annoying. And then marking up the price about...
Well, I mean, they did the same thing with the Switch during the pandemic. Like, people were trying to sell them things for, like, $500, $600. And I was like, that's... ridiculous. Oh, okay. I didn't mention this before. So we said Wonder Woman is coming out. Christmas, I think, is when it's coming out on streaming. So Black Widow.
Yeah.
There's no reason for Disney not to stream it.
I would say that, but
You guys already know that I wasn't hyped about this movie. And the further they push it off, the more I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm so Marvel deprived. Like, I feel like I gotta go back and watch all of the movies again to even get amped up for it. Like, I'm not really here for it. To this point, I'm more excited about Spider-Man than I am about anything in the Marvel Universe. And that's weird because, you know, I don't like him. I mean, the character. I love Tom Holland. So unless they're going to, like, I don't know. I am interested to see what the next Spider-Man movie entails because I think it's going to have all of the Spider-Man involved. So I think I'm more excited about that than anything.
I'm waiting for WandaVision.
That's gonna be amazing. January, not gonna lie, that January I think 15th. That show's gonna really knock our socks off. I'm sick of this waiting, Rashawn. I'm sick of it.
I know. I'm like, I'm waiting for like all this stuff to come out. Then I know that whatever happens in WandaVision is gonna affect Doctor Strange because Elizabeth Olsen's already filming for Doctor Strange right now. And I just want to see where that stuff entails. Then
is it finally okay? We have, give me
Falcon Winter Soldier. That's all done. Yeah, so I feel like that's probably going to drop in maybe like March, April, around there. Probably April, a month before Black Widow. Then when Black Widow drops in May, you have that both of them combined. Like you have Falcon Winter Soldier leads up to Black Widow, whatever happens in that movie, and whatever epilogue stuff that happens affects other stuff in the cinematic universe. Then you have Eternals coming out in like July, I think, or maybe. Then Shang-Chi will drop sometimes. Like you got a lot of Marvel stuff coming. It's just it's taking its time. And they already started filming for Hawkeye, so I cannot wait to see Kate Bishop. I still don't know who Kate Bishop is yet. Like they have not said who the actress is, and they start filming next week. So I can't wait for that one.
Listen, they hyped me up when they dropped Disney Plus last November, and I was here, and I was like, all right, I'll wait for next year. And then freaking coronavirus happened, and they were like, oh, we're going to wait. But we needed this now. Like, I needed all of these Disney shows, Marvel shows this year. This is when I needed them. And they didn't give them to me, and I'm mad.
I feel like for Disney, they kind of shot themselves and like put out Disney Plus too early without really having all the nostalgia stuff.
There was so much nostalgia. Like, you know how many people don't new. Like actually own like the Disney movies and like the stuff that had been in the vault all those years? Like some of us who are like true Disney aficionados, this was amazing. It was amazing to have the nostalgia stuff. Like, I hadn't seen Gargoyles in like 10 years. Mind you, I have some of the episodes on, you know, downloaded back when I used to pirate because I was bad. But I didn't have all of them. And just to be able to go back and watch like all of those shows or like the old Mickey show, like, I mean, for me as a huge Disney fan, I was good. I was good for 6 months. And then Mandalorian, you know, and then we also had Mandalorian, and then we had all the behind the scenes stuff. Like, I was okay. But I guess for people who don't, who, you know, that nostalgia porn wasn't enough for them, I get it. I hear what you're saying. Like, they should have had more things ready to drop, but they did. It just wasn't the, like, I guess, quote unquote, adult stuff, right? They have a lot of the show, like the Disney Channel type shows. There's lots of that.
Yeah, I'm more of like, where's like the AAA type television shows? Like, you had The Mandalorian, and that was it. I was like, I watched the Jeff Goldblum thing, it was interesting, but I'm not, who's really going to take their time to have
I didn't
Jeff
see it. Goldblum Did you watch it?
Be like your flagship show to watch.
What was it about? I just didn't really know the context of it all. It was
interesting. I mean, it's just Jeff Goldblum doing random shit. I'm like, I'm fine with it. I'm like, it's Jeff Goldblum. I'll watch whatever. But I'm like, you gotta have more stuff out there. You have a lot of stuff catering to kids. Like, that's good. That's why parents get Disney Plus. That's why a lot of people spent $30 on Mulan. I'm like, people wanted to see something. We need your content star. You need it. It's literally why there's like no more free trial access on Disney Plus, because it's like, yeah, you're gonna buy this thing immediately. It's like why people watch.
You Hamilton cannot watch. Okay, let me just say this to you and anyone listening. You cannot watch Hamilton too many times. That's not a thing. You can watch it every day, 5 times a day, and that's not too much. It's really good. It's good music. It's good. I mean, I suggest if you have not had the chance already, if you ever get the opportunity to see it live on stage, do that shit. Excuse my language. It's really good. So I don't fault you for that at all.
I'm good. I've heard the song like too many times. It's in my Apple Music. I'm like, oh, I need to take this off. I'm like, there's some songs I'm like, I don't need to listen to this right now after I'm hearing like a great song.
I hear you on that.
I'm like, okay.
Speaking of, I haven't actually listened to the Hamilton soundtrack in a while. I have to remind myself. So like, I've been dealing with my depression a lot this year. I mean, being hermited because I work from home and I don't go out. Like, I just been alone a lot, and I really used to listen to Hamilton at least once a week, and it's an instant mood booster. And I need to remind myself when I'm feeling low to listen to it, because it's such a good show and the music's really good. But yeah, I hear you. I have a show tunes playlist on my Spotify, by the way. So I'm 100% on the Spotify train. I had disparaged it in the past, for those of you who know me, but they sucked me in with a free trial, and then it's just a really good platform. So Spotify it is. And I get Apple Music for free because I have Verizon. I never use it, but it's there. And I do appreciate those of you who listen to our show on Apple Music. You know what? Or those of you who listen to us on Spotify, also awesome, and subscribe. We love it. But I really like Spotify. But you know what I don't hear a lot about? Tidal. Does it exist still? Is it still a thing?
Yeah. Tidal is still a thing. I'm like, I can get like a 6-month free trial with my phone service, but I don't. I'm like, I don't need to listen to anything on Tidal. Like, what do I need Tidal for?
Apple Music, weren't you the Amazon Music person?
There's Amazon Music. I'm like, yeah, oh, I still have Amazon Music.
So when I got my, I have to say her name quietly because so she doesn't wake up. When I got my Alexa, when I got my Amazon Echo, it came, so I got it on one of those fat kid deals on Twitter. I don't know if any of you are familiar, but there's this Twitter handle called Fat Kid Deals, and he like basically posts up like, you know, free, I mean, reduced price or really good deals on different tech things. And they had a sale where it was like, if you sign up for Amazon Music, you get an Echo Dot for 99 cents. And I was like, okay. Like, why would I not do that? And then you could just cancel the Amazon Music before the trial was over, which is what I did, right? But it's nice to just be able to yell out a song and Alexa just play it. That's cool. But now I just tell her to play Spotify and we're all set. What I don't like is that I can't play Google Music on my Echo Dot unless I, like, you know, finagle my Wi-Fi or whatever. I mean, Bluetooth through my phone. So speaking of Google, I have Google Music. I was all in on Google Music. Like, that was my jam. That was my sauce. That's what I use. That's where all my playlists were, everything. And now Google, in its infinite wisdom, in its constant changing, now they have YouTube Music, and everyone had to move over to that. Which I think is fine, I guess. I don't go to YouTube to listen to music, but I know that there's a lot of people who do use YouTube as their music source. I don't know how people who didn't have Google Music or Google Music and had to watch ads were really using YouTube. Like, I don't know how people use YouTube with the ads on. Like, how do you do that? Because it bothers me every time, like, I click a link from Facebook and I'm not automatically logged in and this ad pops up. And if a video is longer than, what, 10 minutes, you get, like, two ads, right? No thanks. But Google had this deal where if you were a Google subscriber, Google Music subscriber, moved over to YouTube Music, you could get their gaming system for free. So I wanted to get a Chrome. Did you? Oh, sir. So I saw it and I was like, okay, I'm getting on this. I don't, because, you know, my gaming, moving into the gaming portion of our show. I'm getting into gaming. Like your girl is turning into a gamer, Rashawn, like a full-on, full-blown situational gamer. So yeah, so I signed up for it because I wanted the Chromecast, because you get the Chromecast free, because that's what the system is, the Chromecast and a controller. And I wanted the Chromecast, even though, you know, I have Roku, I have Amazon Fire Stick. But I was like, I had been a Chromecast girl before I got those two things. But, you know, they'd updated the system like 5 times. So I got the new Chromecast and I got Stadia. And I mean, now I got real games. Stadia. Not that Nintendo doesn't have real games, but now that I've decided that it's okay to play shoot 'em ups, I think it's time to upgrade and get a real system. And I was going to get the PS5. But I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. I think if I do get a console, it'll be the Xbox. But I started playing the Avengers game on Stevia, and I like it a lot. It's been really fun. I've also been playing my Switch heavy. And when I say I've been playing my Switch, I mean I've been playing Animal Crossing. that is my calming... that's what I go to like escape from the world, is I focus on making my island a beautiful place. But I understand now why people game. I get it. And I understand the why it's fun to shoot things. I get it now. It took me a little while, but I understand.
Yeah,
what's that?
I cannot wait. I want to get the Luna from
really? Amazon. Oh, it's okay. Amazon, so we might get on that too.
Stadia.
We might get on that too.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they send you a controller? What is it? How does that work?
Like, I think $5.99 a month. I'm not sure. It looked like the controller looks more like
okay,
the Pro controller for like the Switch. Yeah, I literally feel like they just took the Pro controller from the Switch. I'm like,
right.
We may owe Nintendo some money. I don't know, down the line, because this is. Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know. It's quite possible, but. It's interesting. And you got
Amazon owns Twitch. Owns
Twitch and everything, so like all that stuff is integrated perfectly for it.
No. Are you serious?
You didn't know that?
Oh my god. Amazon owns everything. What do you mean they own Twitch? For years. Oh man. That's wild to me. I did not know that. That is news to me.
Okay.
That's definite news to me. Okay, so Amazon owns Switch. I mean, Twitch. That's, my goodness, they have a monopoly going, don't they? Audiobooks, all the regular books, kind of product you could think of, gaming, comics. What don't they have their hands in? Oh, they're sending people drugs now?
They just got into the drug business right now, so.
So as soon as they start selling weed, it's over for these bitches. Yeah, they got into
the pharmaceutical business. pretty much. I'm like, when you basically can get generic stuff and it's not, you, it's basically 80% less on Amazon to get like generic stuff. And I'm like, they're only charged, they only, it's not like anything extra with it. It's like, if you're a Prime member, you get this stuff like discounted, like 80% off and all this other stuff. I'm like, seriously, what can't Amazon really do?
It's
like,
Apple, be, it's Apple, Google, and Amazon. Who else is in the game? Like, oh, and Disney, sorry, excuse me.
They'd be like,
excuse me. Disney, Amazon, Google, and Apple run, and Facebook, I guess, because they've got all the social media platforms, right? So you have your Google, which owns all of our information through our searches and then uses us to sell to advertisers. You have Amazon that sells us all the stuff. You got Disney, which handles all the entertainment, all of it, like every aspect of entertainment. Disney is there, from hotels to TV to theme parks to stream, everything, movie, everything. So Disney owns all of that. If Disney got a telephone company, it would be a wrap. They would be by and large, right? Because like, they make their own merchandise already. So if Disney got a telephone, if Disney became a telephone carrier and it could make cell phones, they would basically have the total monopoly. Because they have Hulu, which is basically television. They've got their movie studios. They've got their streaming services. They've got their entertainment, physical entertainment. Although the layoffs that they've been doing this year, like, I don't even know. I don't even know if, like, any of those industries are coming back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It all depends on, like, right now with this vaccines that are happening and they're trying to get this stuff out, and it all depends on how long it takes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if people
actually, and who actually vaccine, has to take the vaccine,
that's a big part of it right there. It's a huge part of it, actually.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
But I don't know. These companies have a total monopoly over everything that's going on, and I mean, I guess that's just what it is now. At the end of the day, we're going to be down to, like you said, 5 companies. 5 companies doing all the stuff.
Pretty much, yeah. And so whoever shoots first buys up one.
If Apple bought, well, who would they buy? Who could Apple buy? They're not going to buy anybody. Amazon might buy Apple. Oh my God! Do you know what I would do? I would. I shouldn't have even said that. I shouldn't even put that idea in Jeff Bezos' mind. But yes, if Amazon bought Apple and was like, yeah, now all of our products are Apple products. Yes. Melanie would be. What? What could be worse than that? What could be worse than that? Stop. What could be worse than that? Oh, Dodie, why would you even say
Apple buying Disney?
No, I refuse. I refuse to think. What do you mean?
Just think about it.
Rashawn,
take that
back immediately. What? Why would they? No, I would. Nope. Amazon won't do that. So, or Disney would never do that. So, no. I refuse. I didn't even hear that. That didn't even happen.
Money.
Nope. No. My answer is no.
It'd be some messiness. I feel like that'd be the day you're like,
first of all, you know that I can't say that. So I don't even know why you're doing this to me. Rude. That's what this is. This is rude. This is rudeness. Because there's no need for this.
Yep. And then Then they have to integrate everything through Apple, and there was like, you got to get Apple TV now because
You
Disney
know
Plus and
what?
Apple
Stop
TV are
talking.
together,
Stop
and so it's Hulu.
talking. That's what you need to do immediately because I refuse. I refuse. Not okay, Rashawn. Not okay. My answer is no. My answer is
I'm just
no, and they better
saying
not. They bet not. You think it's funny? It's not funny.
it'd be the day. Hey, I remember when there was a rumor that Apple was thinking about like, hey, we might buy Netflix.
They
I'd have
almost
been like,
did. They almost did. They
oh,
almost
I
did.
don't
They were
know, that'd be
really close
something.
to doing that, and then I would have had to get rid of Netflix. But then they decided to make their own, I guess. They almost did that nonsense, and I would have had to get rid of Netflix, and I would have been a very sad girl.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. Then after that, it had been like, yeah, we're getting Disney next. And it's just like, just take them over. Then Bezos just like, we're taking
Oh,
over
there and there
Warner
would go Harry
Brothers.
Potter. Yeah, my whole existence would have been
Yeah.
I would have had
Then it's
to
like, who?
I don't know what I would have done. 'Cause what's left? What's left?
Who knows at this point?
Oh man, that would suck. Let me just say, I would be very mad. But you know that already. Okay. Well, I think, as we round out November and we move into December, that I pray for everyone that you stay safe and your family stays safe and you try to find some joy in this holiday season. So for my birthday, someone got me a Harry Potter Advent calendar thingy where each day you open up the box and you get a little Funko Pop. So that'll be what I'll be doing this December, getting hopefully a little joy. What so? Oh, joy out of that. But yeah, we will be back and be more consistent. I think in the coming year, I mean, gosh, we've been doing this what for 2 years now? That
Yeah, it's
blows
about
my
to be 2
mind that
years
we've been
soon.
doing this for so long. I think next year though, we should start live streaming. We should start getting on video because I think maybe our fans like that. But again, for those of you who are listening, we appreciate you and we would please leave us reviews and likes and comments in all the places where you listen to us. 'Cause I know you guys listen to us everywhere from iHeartRadio to Spotify to Apple. Leave us reviews and likes. It really helps us a lot. And we will continue to provide you the content that you enjoy.
Yes, we will. Should be back next week.
I mean, I'm free.
Thursday?
Yes, Thursday. Thursday.
Right.
Yeah. We will make it happen. And as always, sir, it has been a pleasure chatting with you.
It's been a pleasure chatting with you as well.
See you next week. Have a good
See
night.
you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Me too.